You guys feel inclined to take that class, this is what we will be talking about, and I will be giving you exercises for this type of stuff.
She said other things that aligned with...
Yeah, well...
But that one thing, it just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's not going to, because as the third dimension is melted out of the earth plane, we're raising in consciousness, and so we're all operating already in fifth dimension, and it's just your perspective, right? So we're all in fifth dimension, all of us, right? Not just me, although I vacillate between fifth and seventh. It's not just me. We're all there. How you hold your perception of your reality depends on where you are. Now, she, in my opinion, and this is not a judgment, it's just what you're saying to me, my perception of her might be that she's holding a bit of fear and is still rooted in the third dimensional way of reading, okay, reading a soul, reading somebody, right? And so she's perceiving you that way when you are, in essence, more highly elevated and your energy makes it look like you are, because you're very strong in your solar plexus area, and so you have a lot of light around your crown, so it might make it look like you're not in your body to
yeah.
her.
And I'm like, I don't want to. Be,
yeah, you're like, not. You're not. But what's happening now is we're not grounding, because the earth energy has shifted so much that as Solaris, as the sun is expanding itself, right? We're interacting with it on a day-to-day basis, so it gets energy from us, and then depending on what it gets from the earth, it expands and supercharges and it morphs and it grows. And in like, we take the energy from the sun and then we expand and we grow, and amongst other things that are taking place in other planets, right? And so what happens is, in this case now, the energy that we used to ground to in third dimension isn't there anymore, because the earth has let it go so that she could move into 12th dimensional consciousness, which was aligned on January 11th, which was the new Stargate that opened. Right, and the Stargate, for those of you that are not aware, is access to the higher heart. Okay, so when Stargates open, they give us access to our higher heart. Now, we're supposed to be ascending. We're not supposed to be descending, right? That used to be the way to bring ourselves down, our consciousness down into our feet. Imagine roots growing from your feet into the ground. That's not anymore. What we're doing now is what we want to do is, when we place our feet on the floor, we want to imagine that we're connecting down about 2 feet down into the earth to the crystalline grid. You've heard me say this before. Connect down into the crystalline grid under the ground, right? Because the crystalline grid is now activating all of our light bodies. Crystalline light body is being activated right now. And that's why some of you might be feeling pain in the back of your neck, across your shoulders, because where light codes and everything enter from is that little indentation known as the mouth of God. Right, which is the back end to the third eye. So, you know, as we're elevating in consciousness, we're not going to be using the same tools that we use. The whole third dimensional perspective is changing. Psychic mediums will be finding it very, very hard to connect in on a visceral level like they used to. And for a bit of a time, it will feel like all of their ability has gone away. And they don't know what to do because there's nothing there. And I've heard some of them that have come to me have said, I feel like I've lost my gifts. No, it's just changed. The way you need to interact with it has changed. So everything is changing on the earth. You're right where you're supposed to be. Your energy is up. You're big. Don't ground, because if you ground, you're actually lowering your vibration to come back down to fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. We want to ascend and stay up.
Should I get rid of the picture?
No, just laugh at it as a good lesson for you, because you felt it. You discerned that you weren't going to connect to it. Do you understand
it's
that?
It's pretty and it's spiritual, but it doesn't do anything for me.
Yes, it did.
You
don't see that?
No.
Yes, it did.
It made me aware.
It made you aware.
Right. Okay.
Yes, and that was this woman's exchange with you. Take that in.
Okay. I got it. Yep.
Yeah, so that was her soul contract to bring this to your awareness so that you would ask this question today.
Okay.
So every time you look at that painting, thank you, because you have risen my awareness. You've raised it up, and my consciousness has risen, and I am more conscious of myself in my higher state of consciousness than I've ever been before.
Okay.
And I will never, you know, succumb to somebody else's, you know, idea of what they perceive me to be that is less than what I know myself to be.
And the weirdest
yes.
part of it
yes.
is that the picture is of a person, like, going, like, a being. There's mm-hmm. no face, but it's of a person. And when I look at the picture, it makes me think this being is ascending.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Like, so
yes.
it's just the
yes.
whole thing was so
yes,
bizarre.
Yes, because she's still working from her third dimension mind.
Okay.
She is not expanding her consciousness to see what her picture is truly saying. Do you understand
yes.
this? Does that make sense to everybody?
I have to take I should show you this.
I would love to. Yeah. You know, I have a Facebook page, my business page. I'm on Instagram. I post a ton of information all the time. Whatever's aligning to, you can pop in, ask a question. Always at my classes, they're always interactive. I hate, you know, talking to. I like to interact with you guys. And if you come to my classes, I carry a codex in my aura field for Christed timelines, for Christed light. So at any given point, if you come to any of my classes and you start to fall asleep, do not feel bad, because you're getting exactly what you need, but the energy might make you tired. It might make you sleepy. Are you feeling that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're being activated. You're receiving the transmission of light in this exchange. Okay? So I will not be offended. And that's why I try to record the session, so that I can send it to each one of you at the end.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions? No? Yes.
When our eyes were closed and you said, focus on a person.
Mm-hmm.
How many people did you focus on?
Like 20.
No. Uh-huh.
I have 20 sources.
But like most of the examples you talked about and then mm-hmm. Brittany brought up, I felt like you were trying to push something out. Like you're trying to get out of your house, or you wanted to get out of your
uh-huh.
job. Like trying to remove something negative.
Mm-hmm.
Which I could be wrong.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the person I focused on, I can't push that person out.
Okay. We're not pushing anything out, and we're not pushing pushing anything away.
Oh, we push away.
We're changing our reality, our perception, and letting go of the distorted belief that we are holding. So we're removing old programs. We're removing belief systems that are no longer valid, right? So we have to heal timelines that are still open, that are, you know, in alternate realities. All of this, patterns that we have, habits that we do, as we are ascending, it's requiring us to clear out all of this distortion so that we can raise our vibration and ascend. This is not about, you know, getting rid of anybody or getting rid of something. It's bringing other things in, bringing light in, letting go. And this is a great example of resistance.
I'm sorry, I want to stay, but I have to go.
That's okay.
Thank
you're
going to
get
so
the recording.
Much. Thank
get
you.
In touch with me. I need your email to send it to you.
Oh, well, where's your card?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on here.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Close your eyes for a second. Okay? So I want you to recognize that that is fear that's coming up in this moment, right? And that's fear, and that's okay. And I want you to acknowledge that it's okay for you to be afraid, because letting go is hard. Okay? And just have that moment. And in that moment,
I'll get it.
I want you to let go of any judgments that you might have. And all of you can do this if you feel inclined. And just know that resistance equals fear. And that these are false perceptions that you hold on to. And that it's okay to feel this way. Okay? Okay, open your eyes. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so when you start to feel a story come up, well, this is not right for me because it means this, or they're talking about that, or whatever. Close your eyes. Go into heart center, right? When our eyes are open, the ego is in charge and wants to stay in charge in every aspect of our reality. Okay? So you have a little bit of work to do because for you, when your eyes are open, you're really engaged in the ego. Okay? So I want you to work with that a little bit. And then that's going to really help you. And the more you listen to this, it's going to help you align. Anybody else? Anything?
Can you draw in like an abundance of health for a pet? Or is it more like, I know it probably sounds weird.
You're talking about, I'm not going to get too much into animals, but I do talk about that in other talks because animals are actually our gurus. So if your animal is sick or has any kind of emotional issues or is doing anything that they shouldn't be doing, it's because you have to go.
I got 5 minutes. Okay.
It's because your animal is your guru, right? Your partner has chosen you to come into this life,
right?
And either holds a mirror of where you are holding distortions, or is coming and trying to make you shift into another reality.
Okay. Yeah, he is he's okay. He's not like at the end of his life, but he has heart disease. And at the time when I was, doing a lot of heart chakra work, that was when he was diagnosed. And then recently when I started healing my emotional eating, he was diagnosed with diabetes.
Yes, because diabetes is all about the sweetness of life. So, coming into yourself, feeling happier about life, feeling better about life. So you're healing your lack of sweetness in life. So he took that for you. And that's what they do. They come in and do that. And then with the heart, again, taking the heart stuff for you. Because that's what they're supposed to do. Animals are our guru to show us where we've been out of balance.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. I just feel, bad, I guess, that he's taking the brunt of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't, I think that, let that go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what they contract to do. Is this a dog or a cat?
Cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have very Atlantean energy that you need to heal. So you have, you're being pushed more into your divine feminine aspect.
Yeah.
As opposed to doing the masculine, being the doer all the time. I'm going to do this for you, and I'm not doing anything for myself because I'm doing everything for everybody else. Mm-hmm. That's very Atlantean. Okay, and cats are very Atlantean, very galactic, and cats push us into our divine feminine. So it's all about receiving for you.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. All right. So that's really important for you to work on at this time. And just know he's being called back because he's done here. And it's okay because cats are from, I believe, Sirius B. They're another race of feline, like the Lyran Lyrans and the Syrian Felidae. All right. Yeah. So he's going to be fine when he transitions. He might need your help, but you'll know when that is.
Yeah. I mean, he's okay now, but I feel something is off, but I wasn't sure if it was just my perception.
The energy is so strong. It's not your perception. The energy is so strong, and even our animal partners are being called home.
I've seen a lot of.
We're going to see tremendous amounts of people and animals departing the earth plane over this next year. It's going to be very, very intense because soul contracts are up. The energy is just intensely heavy on the earth plane right now. It's a lot of reasons, but don't get caught up so much in the whole aspect of him leaving you, because he's done exactly what he was supposed to do.
Yeah,
you have a higher, much higher purpose,
right?
And so he's helping you open to that, which you are now finally stepping into.
Yeah, and I wonder if maybe that's why I have some resistance, because, like, absolutely. I know.
Yeah, absolutely. Let go. Let go. Do this work. Let that go. Mm-hmm. Right? And you can end your soul contract with him and then make a new agreement with him for a different situation to occur with him. Because he doesn't need to take the illnesses anymore.
Right.
You understand now this is the contract.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions before we end? No? Good? Okay. So I want to thank you all for joining me today. Hopefully this was informative for you, and I enjoyed all of you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.